Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing 3 other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls SCLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is the mother of 2 daughters and 4 beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host, Pastor Smith, retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Life of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners right there on today. We're so excited to be back on the radio on today after an awesome Christmas on tomorrow. And I pray that everyone had a wonderful, wonderful, joyous Christmas on yesterday. Today, we are so excited to have on our show today, of course, I'm your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. We do have with me our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida, and our special guest from the day, Mr. Stephen Smith, out of Tampa, Florida. We're so excited on today to be a part of this awesome episode. The topic on today is Christmas. This is asking a question out there, and we want as many callers to participate as possible. And our topic question today is Christmas really Christmas to you? Yes. We're asking our callers on today, and also ourselves, is Christmas really Christmas to you? Today's episode is a topic that asks an important question about Christmas. Our special guest today is that Mr. Stephen Smith out of Tampa, Florida, who will be sharing his thoughts on what Christmas really means. Our co-host and myself, the whole Evangelist Norma Chapman, are inviting everyone to tune in and share your thoughts. Christmas is so much different today than it was 20 or 30 years ago. Join us in expressing your thoughts and taking a walk down memory lane with us. We're so happy again and excited to have you be a part of this awesome, awesome show on today. All right, we will begin with our opening prayer by our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Greetings and blessings, everyone. Praise God. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today. And we continue to give you praise. We continue to lift you up in the beauty of this brand new day that you have given us and magnify your name. God, we thank you for each and every person that is connected on the Facing Your Fears radio talk show where you have assigned the visionary evangelist, Norma Chapman. We welcome our guest today, Stephen Smith, as he comes on to share, praise God, what Christmas really means to you. We are so grateful today for the opportunity to come and go to the world, to bring topics, to bring messages, to share that would encourage, inspire, uplift, and motivate. And we do it all in the name that's above every name, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. All right, at this time, we're going to yield and allow our guest to introduce himself and give a little brief bio about himself. Mr. Smith, at this time, you're on the air.
Thank you very much, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and nice to be able to be with you as well, Pastor Doris Smith. I'm glad to be here today Just a quick thing about me. I am an author. I am an empowerment and transformational speaker. And I also have a day job. I do a local job here in town with a family business. And I love God, and I'm here to talk about what Christmas means to me today.
Amen, amen. And we truly want to thank God for our co-host with that awesome prayer. And also we want to thank our special guest, Mr. Smith, for sharing some of the things that about himself on today. Before we get started with our episode on today, we want to just remind all our listeners out there to press the number one on your phone if you have any questions or want to share your thoughts or comments. I just want to just come in on the conversation and just join in with Mr. Smith, the co-host, and myself, and then answer the question, is Christmas really Christmas? Because things are so much different today than it was 20 or 30 years ago. And we're going to get into that those questions very shortly. But before we do, we want to yield and let our special guest take the time to say, to answer, is Christmas really Christmas to you, Mr. Smith? And, you know, I know that most people say what Christmas means to you. But my question today, is Christmas really Christmas to you today compared to what it was years ago when you were a child or when your children were children?
That is a great question. And as a child, Christmas was about getting gifts and Santa Claus and opening those presents and the anticipation for opening the presents and not really understanding the significance of what Christmas really meant, other than if I was a good boy, you know, I would get gifts, and if I was a bad boy, I might get a lump of coal in my stocking hung over the fireplace. But today, Christmas means a celebration for me, and I am celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, who was brought here on the earth to release me of my sins when he died on the cross, to be an example and a role model of a person that I could learn, grow from his behaviors, and then apply his thinking as well as the written word of what God expects me to do as a believer into my life. And so for me, it's an opportunity to be very grateful, to spend time with family. The exchanging of the gifts would be symbolic of the gifts that were given to Jesus when he was born. And just sharing family, friends, and community in an opportunity of a celebration of life and through Jesus, ultimately, eternal life.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to ask our co-host to share her thoughts on that question with us. Is Christmas really Christmas to you after Darcy?
Good evening, everyone. Such a great, great question and such a great topic for tonight right after Christmas. Christmas is, to me, pretty much different than, of course, when it was as I was a child, but the true meaning stays the same for me in the sense that even as a child, I was taught the meaning of Christmas, that it went way beyond just getting gifts and going out getting in a lot of debt and going out trying to imitate, perpetrate, compete, buy the biggest or the best gift. Christmas to me simplified the fact that we needed a Savior, and Christ came, went from the cradle to the cross, and then to the crown, and he did it all, and wore the crown, and did it all for me. Being taught that, I've always embraced Christmas as that time where Jesus Christ just exemplified to the world that there is no greater love, and he's the gift that just keep on giving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to thank you. Is Christmas really Christmas? And I'm going to answer that for myself. Compared to how Christmas was years ago, and not just when I was a child, but with my children as I raised them, and we celebrated Christmas. And, you know, as I grow older and after Christ came into my life, I really, really was a wake-up call that, are we really celebrating Christmas the way it should be celebrated? And then my next question, and for me, yeah, Christmas is not the same. And it's not really Christmas to me anymore. And for so many various reasons, you know. And on yesterday, you know, I was sort of down. And I'm not saying that every year on Christmas past that it was that way, because I had my mom, I lost my mom in June. So Christmas wasn't really Christmas to me yesterday, because I missed her and I missed some of the things that we talked about. And so she lived in Mississippi, I lived in Washington. She would always call and share what we were doing Christmas Eve night leading up to Christmas morning. And that first call on Christmas morning would be, have I spoke with the children and sharing with her what all the grandkids have received for Christmas. So that yesterday wasn't really Christmas to me. And this is why I'm asking the question, is Christmas really Christmas? Just not through it all. Regardless of what I was going through, it should have been a day of celebration based upon the birth of Christ. I did not say I forgot what Christmas meant to me. The question is Christmas really Christmas to you? Okay? And I know a lot of people would ask the question, what do Christmas mean to you? And this is why I'm asking the question on today. Our topic is Christmas really Christmas to you? My next question to Mr. Smith and my co-host and some of the listeners out there, some of the callers, you might want to revisit some of the questions, and maybe if you want to jot down these questions, and later on when I bring you to the studio, you might want to revisit and answer some of the questions yourself. But how should Christmas really be celebrated? How should Christmas really be celebrated? And we're going to let our guest, Mr. Smith, go first shortly after that. Briefly give me the answer to it, because we have other questions we want to ask, and we do want to take time out to make sure that we open the line and give our callers the time that they need to share their thoughts as well. Shortly after he answers, co-host, then you can answer the question as well. The question again is, how should Christmas really be celebrated, Mr. Smith?
Well, I believe that Christmas should be celebrated in glorifying God in the fact that He sent His Son to Earth to be our example of as a role model, and to then emulate Jesus as best as we possibly can in our lives. But the celebration is to be grateful for me of the fact that through Jesus Christ that I'm saved, that I have eternal life, that in the Bible it tells me in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And that was the culmination of His life. But yet on Christmas, and it doesn't really matter, it's symbolic of the particular event that happened. It's not necessarily whether it's pagan stuff or rituals and things of this nature, but things like giving gifts were actually part of what the Bible shared with us about the experience at that birth. And so that's why we give gifts and things like this. And so it is about that connection. It's about honoring God. And so that's how I would answer that question, Evangelist Norma.
Okay, again, I'm going to repeat the question again. How should Christmas really be celebrated? Not what do we celebrate on Christmas, but how should Christmas really be celebrated, Pastor Smith?
Christmas exemplifies the love of Jesus Christ, and I believe that it should be, and I've always celebrated as such. It's a time of loving, caring, sharing. It's a time of selflessness, a time of lifting others up and giving. That's what Christ did. He came and He gave. While we were yet sinners, He laid down His life. Never knew sin, never committed sin, but He bore all of our sin, and He relieved us from the penalty and the power of sin. So to me, it's loving, it's sharing, and it's caring. And I believe that's how it should be celebrated, not by who gives the biggest gift like the world do today, who gets the best gift. It's all over Facebook. Oh, I got a brand new this and a brand new that. It's a time that I believe, based on the word that I've studied and what God has done, a beautiful moment of humility and realizing how blessed we are to have a Savior, one that loves us more than anyone could, qualified, the only one qualified to lay his life down to give me and many of those that believe in him a chance for eternal life to live again. And then not only that, he gave us a gift through his blood that when we mess up along the way, that we could be forgiven and put right back in right standing. So what is celebrated today, and the way I feel it should be celebrated, is representation of who Christ Jesus is, and that's love.
Okay, well,
yes.
Let me ask this question. I want to thank you all for those awesome answers. But when they come bearing gifts for the birth of Christ, and even with the greatest gift that was given to us from God was his Son, right? And
yes,
when they come bearing
it was.
Did they have to spend a lot of money? I mean, was it about going out and buying a whole lot of stuff to bring there to celebrate the birth of Christ? I mean, where I'm going with this, you see where I'm going with this, co-host, where I'm going with this is that,
amen,
should we be celebrating Christmas by getting ourselves in a whole lot of debt, buying a lot? Because it's not about how big the gift is, how small the
gift
is.
That's right.
The gift is supposed to be given. I mean, when God gave his Son to us, he gave it out of love for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
The greatest gift of
all
is love. And he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Am I correct? So when we give those gifts, you know, are we trying to impress our children, our family, our friends? Are we actually giving it? Are we giving it in the same expectancy? I'm giving it out of love, not wanting to receive anything back, right? You know, because if I buy you a gift and you don't buy me a gift, should I be offended because I didn't get a gift, or am I going shopping to buy gifts to receive a gift? You see where I'm going with this?
Sure.
Really be celebrating Christmas? Is it about those gifts that's in the store, or is the gift that God has already given up? Is it love?
The gift that he has already given up.
We don't
given
need
up.
To
it's
give
love.
A gift to show each other's love. We don't
need a gift
to show each other appreciation. We don't need to get a gift or receive a gift to show that we're grateful to have this person in our lives. You know, would you agree with me on that?
I would say that by us giving our love and appreciation and time and concern and respect for other people is the greatest gift that we could give anybody. It doesn't have to be material. Although the three kings, or the three wise men, depending on how you want to refer to it, is they gave their most valued treasured items that they had already possessed, you know. And so it was material in the Old Testament. Things were very material and idolistic is a better word, excuse me. And so it's not about the idols or the representations of having to get yourself in debt or anything like that, but I just feel that those homemade gifts and those gifts of giving yourself is the best gift that you could ever give, because we are servants of God. And so when we serve others with ourselves, that is the best gift I think that we can give, as well as telling people about our belief and sharing the experience that we know why Jesus came to earth. That's the gift.
Okay.
And
thank
I would
you,
agree with you.
You. And remember, listeners, you are tuning in to Facing the Fish Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Miss Norma Chapman, with co-host Pastor Doris Smith. Our special guest today, Mr. Stephen Smith, out of Tampa, Florida.
Sarasota.
Remember, you can join in on the conversation by pressing the number one on your phones. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to join in and give us your thoughts on today's topic. and we'll be opening the lines. And when that time comes, and this is question number one now, don't let wait now, because the first one that comes that I see a signature to me that they want to say something, that I'm going to go in line, first, second, third, and fourth, first come, first serve. So if you have a question or you do want to share some thoughts on today, make sure you press that number one now to make sure that you're able to get in and share your thoughts on today. All right. Remember, today, listen, we're talking about joy. We're talking about love. We're talking about peace. We're going to be talking about gifts. We're going to be talking about the birth of Jesus, the birthday, his birthday, and also happiness. What do Christmas, is Christmas really Christmas to you? I have a topic on today. Also, I want to share with our listeners out there on today about gifts, the gifts that was brought to Christ at the time of his birth. I want to ask the co-host, each one of those gifts represented something. Am I correct? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm asking co-host this question. Is she still on the phone? Are you still in the studio, co-host? Have I lost the co-host? Are you still in the studio?
I think you may have lost Pastor Smith.
Pastor Smith is from when I look at, she's still in the studio now. She might have left the line for a minute, but she's definitely in the studio. Pastor Smith. Okay. Then you answer that question.
She may have accidentally hit a mute button or something.
I don't know,
it's a
but
funny...
I need her back in the studio at this time.
Yeah, it's a funny thing how these smartphones work. All it takes is a slip of the hand
and
the next thing, something happens.
Hopefully she'll come back in the studio shortly with us.
Absolutely.
Each one of those gifts that was presented to Christ, were there meaning for those gifts? Did each one of those gifts mean something?
Well, I think that those gifts meant a lot to the people that the wise men gave them. You know, they gave gifts of gold, and they gave gifts of incense and myrrh and frankincense. And these were the most valuable things at the time. Is Pastor Smith back with us? Oh, good.
Yeah, I was actually answering her question, but I'm not sure if she heard me about frankincense and myrrh. The aromatic.
No, I did not hear anything at that time because you were dead in the studio, Pastor Smith, but now you're back.
Foreshadowed the future.
And
the gold represented that Jesus would be a king. And the frankincense represented the aromatic gums for the trees. And that was used in the worship among others, such as the myrrh, which was also the aromatic resin, which would later be used to anoint that. Now, that was the one they used to actually anoint Jesus Christ's body after the crucifixion. So, yes, they all had meaning. And the beautiful part about it is that these wise men, when we speak about the love, and these gifts that they brought, we take in consideration that these wise men, they traveled a long way. They put emphasis in getting to make that dedication and devotion to the king, to the new king. So when we think of the love of Jesus Christ, love is an action word, and it causes you to want to do things for people. So when you really love somebody, you're doing something. It's not about, like Mr. Smith said, how much it costs, and like we all have said, or how valuable. It's sometimes that thing right from the heart. That it's not the big thing. Sometimes it's the little things that mean so much. So these gifts was precious, and they wanted to present him with their very best.
Okay, thank you so very much. Now I want to jump down to a question that I had, because when you answered that question, and then remember I asked how should Christmas really be celebrated. So I'm going to jump down to a question I have in reference to what you just explained to us, my Pastor Smith. In the Bible, how it explains the season. How do the Bible explain the season to us? And what is different from man's point of view? And I think that what you just said to us and how you explained those gifts, it meant those gifts was brought for a reason. And they were brought there to use for a specific reason. And the reason why I'm saying that is I don't want the listeners to misunderstand me on today. I'm not saying to not to give gifts. I'm saying that have the question today, is Christmas really Christmas to you? I mean, how are we celebrating Christmas? How should we be celebrating Christmas? What should we keep in mind about Christmas? Now, if we go to the Bible and we really read the Bible biblically, the day of December the 25th is the day that we set aside to celebrate Christ's
right.
birth. And if you really go
right.
deep into the Bible, it tells us really it's a pagan day. That was the day that they celebrated a festival. They did a festival on that day. But we don't want to get off into that because some may believe that December the 25th is the day that Christ was born. Myself, I know it's not the day he was born. Maybe others out there listening know it's not the day. But we still set that date aside, and we celebrate his birth on December the 25th, okay? So we're not saying that don't celebrate Christmas on December the 25th. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying how does the Bible explain the birth of Christ different from man's point of view? When I ask the questions about the three gifts that the wise man brought to Christ, those gifts were brought for a certain purpose, for a reason.
Right.
So when we buy gifts, earlier we talked about people buying gifts for all different reasons, right? For selfish reasons, for reasons to gain for their own, you know, selfish gain or whatever. Or they feel bad because I bought her a gift and my gift cost $100. But when I opened up their gift was only a $2 gift. So what? It was a gift. And the person
that's
that bought the $2 gift, if you really take the time to look at what the gift was or what that gift could really mean to you or how could you use that gift in your life, this is why I'm asking these questions. Because people are caught up on gifts. They're caught up on going shopping for Christmas. They're caught up on everything but the reason for the season. They're caught up on everything on Christmas other than the reason, the purpose of the birth of Christ. If we celebrate, I mean, on my birthday, when you celebrate Norma Chapman's birthday, you celebrate the day that my mom brought me into this world, that God gave me birth, gave me life. God gave me life. And then my mom was happy. I'm more than sure she was when they first put me in her arms. That was her baby that she just brought into the world, right? So on my birthday, when everybody comes to celebrate my birthday, they're celebrating what my birthday means. I was born on that day, or you were born on your birthday. Everybody's birthday is a personal big thing to them. That's the most important day that we can celebrate out of all the holidays of our birthday. So I'm saying all that to say that the reason for the season and the reason we are celebrating Christmas is because of the gift God gave us. He gave us all his only begotten son. And then he loved the world so much, the Bible said, that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him, now this is another gift, you know, the gift of believing in him shall not perish. Now we go into why Christ came into the world. He came into the world to save us from destruction, to save us from the pits of hell, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. So that's so much wrapped up into that, and co-host and Mr. Smith, we don't want to get too deep in it because it would take up not just a part two of this, but part three of this, which we probably will continue, do another a part on this, because it's such an important thing to understand that the reason for the season is Christ. I don't care. Every day is Christmas. Just like we said on Thanksgiving and our show last month, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Every day we should thank God. And every day should be Christmas to us. Because
that
gift goes on and on and on. We wake up in the morning and we're able to open up our eyes. The breath that he breathed into man, that he breathed into Adam, that he became a living soul. He breathed that breath in us every day of our lives. We wake
every
up,
day.
Then we
every
have
day.
Our eyes, our limbs, and we're able to think. We're in our right mind. So isn't that a reason to be grateful? Isn't that a reason to tell the Lord thank you every day? So God gives
every
us
day
a gift, not just on December the 25th. He gives us a gift 365 days a year.
Every day.
Okay?
That's right.
And that's why I start my day.
Because time is passing, and we do have to open up the lines. We do have some callers on today that wants to join in on this awesome topic on today.
Yes.
Now, I already named what was the first gift God gave.
Gold.
From God gave to man, right? What was the first gift?
Gold.
I think we answered that, Mr. Smith and Pastor Smith and myself.
I might mention that, and I think that Pastor Smith tried to say this, is that, you know, the gifts have a deeper significance.
Right.
The gold was
right.
signifying the regal status of Jesus and the frankincense
right.
of divinity and the myrrh, his
divinity.
Human nature.
Right. Human
you know?
Nature.
And so for me, it's about a pay it forward attitude in my life anymore. It's not about giving with expectation of receiving. When you give freely of your heart and your soul to someone, we're honoring all of these things I just mentioned and that gift that Jesus gave us. So I just wanted to mention that quickly.
And also the Bible is really silent. When we think about Christmas as a date, is it not? The Bible doesn't give a date of Jesus' birth, nor does it say that we should celebrate it. But for me, there are more things in the Bible that gives me a beautiful reason to celebrate it than not. So I choose to celebrate it because it represents to me by Scripture, even though it's silent, that he came from that cradle, even though he always was, always is, and always will be. That was, just like we just said, exemplified for us in the humanity part to show us, being family, the first ordination of God, how it originated. To make it plain for our little minds to be able to fathom the amazing, the awesomeness of who God is. So this is awesome,
okay.
You know, the topic
let
today.
Let me say this, Pastor Smith, you just said that the Bible did not give us the time that Christ was born. In fact, it do, but we're not going to get off into that.
It doesn't give a date.
And I'll be able to bring them, we'll be able to bring our listeners to the Scripture, and we don't have time to walk them through the Scriptures to go to exactly when Christ was born. And that was my next question, was whether we agree or disagree. What is the reason for the season? And the reason for the season is not the day that he was born, not the month that he was born.
Exactly.
But
and that's what I'm saying.
The fact that he was born and the reason why he came into the world was the gift of, that God gave us, the love that God had for us, for mankind, that he wanted us to know that he loved us so much that he didn't want to see none of our souls be lost. Because, you know, if you walk through the book of Genesis to Revelation, you find that the world was in an uproar. You know, they were disobedient, they were doing all kind of things, and God just couldn't understand why, you know, man was in that frame of mind and what is going on and down here in the flesh that he made, you know. So he had to come and say, let me go out and redeem man. So we're not going to get into that. That's a whole another topic that we will be discussing co-host one day. We will take a walk from Genesis to Revelation and turn out some of the things that we should keep in mind about the birth of Christ, okay? Now, my next question is it giving love? Is it about giving love or being grateful? Some people say, well, I love
Chapman, there's a lot of activity in this line. It's very loud.
But it's not coming from my side. It's not coming from the studio. The only line that's open is your line and Mr. Smith's line.
Hopefully it's not coming from me.
Studio. There's something that's coming from somebody's phone.
No, mine is muted.
Okay, well, it's not coming from out the studio. It don't have anything in the studio, so somebody's phone is triggering the sound, okay?
So it sounds like we're all in it. It sounds like we're all in agreement, though, that it's
something in the background, or this phone might have triggered it to be in the background, but nevertheless, we have to keep going with it and try not to let it, disturb what we're talking about. And the question is,
is it giving love
or being grateful? You know, a lot of people say, well, I love God. You know, I love his
body. I'm hearing love.
You know.
I'm hearing love. I know what's love for me.
Okay,
it's emulating the same thing
grateful?
That, well...
But,
You know, I just struggle because it's both for me. I'm great here, but it's about me giving love as my gift.
To be grateful is to show gratitude, right?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people love God, but they don't give God the glory.
Right.
They say, I love you.
Yes.
I love God. I know God.
That's
I love
true.
God,
well,
Jesus. But do they give him the glory? Is they grateful? Being grateful is telling God how grateful we are, how much we love him. And it's by showing love is action.
It is, and it tells us in the Bible that we need to do everything. And it tells us in the Bible that we need to do everything to glorify God in all of our actions. And so, yes, and so that's what I've tried to do with my life, is to glorify him in everything that I do and give him thanks for even the meal or the ability to put gas in the car or whatever it might be, or just being able to maybe put a smile on somebody's face. If everything is there for our enjoyment and for his pleasure. And so that's what I try and do, is please him so that I can put a smile on his face.
All right, listeners, you are tuned in to Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our co-host, Pastor Dora Smith, out of Miami, Florida, and today's special guest is Stephen Smith, out of Tampa, Florida. Co-host, we brought something to the attention that there's noise in the background, but there's not many lines open at this time, and I pray that the interference is not on our end. You're getting some type of static as far as out there, because they all have trouble with the studio on today. I did get a message just in case that. Okay, now, Mr. Smith, we do have callers out there on today, and I do want to remind them, if they want to get in the studio to ask any questions, please press the now at the time. To press the number one on your phone so you may be able to get in the studio and be able to be a part of this awesome conversation on today. All right, I'm going to ask that our special guest at this time, he indicated that he wanted to speak specifically on something that pertaining to our topic on today. We're going to allow him and for him to keep in mind that the time is being forced, and we do want to open up our lines. So I'm going to kneel and let him have the time to talk to our listeners out there, to myself, and to the co-host, and express his thoughts on the topic or whatever thoughts that he has in reference to Christmas at this time.
Thank you, Evangelist Norma, and thank you so very much, Pastor Smith. I am just honored to be able to be here, and I'm honored that people take time to call in and ask questions. I appreciate your patience with us, and I'm going to look forward to some input here too as well. But I guess what I would share would be is that this Christmas for me was special from the aspect that I got to spend time, and I know that everybody doesn't have this, and I recognize that everybody doesn't have, I have some things that others don't, and I have less than others have. But what I am is grateful for Christmas, for the fact that Jesus was born and that Jesus died. And I just want everybody to know that for me, it's about giving. It's about serving others. It's about sharing myself and my experiences and my hope for the future. Because even though we might not, well, this is society telling us, well, you need to have this and you need to have that, like we were talking earlier with the gifts. It does not matter how big or how much money you spent. Like I said, it can be a simple thing of giving your time to somebody else. That's what I focused myself on. That's what I'm working towards. And I'm going to be sharing on New Year's about how I have a 2020 vision for the future and how it's about serving other people. And that's what I would share. And I would say thank you to everybody that took time, you know, to come and listen to us. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to Evangelist Norma.
All right, before we open up our live style of callers on today, I do want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, press the number one on your phone if you want to share, if you have a question to ask or want to just share your comments or thoughts, I just want to just join in and just add, if you was on the phone, on in the studio and you heard some of the questions, you might want to answer some of them. I just want to elaborate on some of them or emphasize on some of them. Feel free to press the number one on your phone. Okay, this time we are going to open up our lines because we do want to give the callers an X amount of time to express themselves. And we do have a caller, and the caller, our code 786, last four digits of the number is 7526. 7526. Hello, caller.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. I'm giving honor to each and every one of you all on the line in your respectful places. I just would like to say I have enjoyed the show, and I totally agree with what has been said about Christmas. And Christmas, to me, it means just what he said, love, sharing, and caring for people and spending time with people. It's not about the gift. It's not about what you give. It's about what you do, and that it's really true from your heart that what you do is for real. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling in, and we're going to ask the co-host our special guest. Is there anything special they would like to ask you, caller?
Well, I can ask a question, I suppose. So what was the thing that you then did this Christmas? Because it sounds like you're on the same track that we are about giving yourself. And so what was special for you this Christmas?
What was special for me this Christmas was being with family, spending precious time. And because those are moments that when we miss those moments, we can never gain them back. And spending time talking about the Lord and spending time reading the Bible and discussing him and the reason for Christmas, to me, is to just love and show love and be loved and just continue to give love and do the things that God wants us to do to assist and help each and everyone in whatever way that we're able to do so. Just give our all, and God get all the honor and the praise.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome.
Wonderful.
That's so beautiful how you have this Christian share. Yes, as she so beautifully shared on the phone, I thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for connecting in with us. She expressed how much she loves the show and that she would be connected in, and she's here tonight. God bless you as we enjoy Christmas and realize what the true meaning of it is. It's about love, the love of Jesus Christ first, that he loved us. He first loved us, and we ought to love not only him but love one another. And how can we say that we love one another, that we see every day, we work with, we ride the train with, sleep with, eat with, you know. But then we say we love God, but we don't love each other. He said, you don't speak truth. You can't say that you love me if you don't love one another. He said, I am love. That's what it is.
You're
so,
right.
What Christmas is. Amen.
All
so
right,
thank you
so
much,
caller,
for calling in.
I want to thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts and sharing such beautiful, beautiful, beautiful advice out there to all of our listeners on today. And we do pray that God will continue to anoint you with the gift of giving, the gift of love, and the gift of sharing your how you feel about being a Christian. That's the most important thing, is that you shared so beautifully with us about how you love to give, and what you give is love. And this is what we're trying to express today on today's show, is that it's just not Christmas time that we should be grateful to our friends and family But for above all of that, it's just not Christmas that we should be grateful for God's love for us and God's gifts to us and remembering the gifts that some of the gifts that we mentioned today on today's show. But it goes beyond that. It's just something that we should carry with us every day of our lives, every minute, every second of the day. Because remember,
Auntie, you was on the show.
God just did not love us.
Oh, you were listening to the show.
Pastor Smith is back while you're in the studio at this time. And
That's not my line.
Okay, someone is talking in the background. It's a lot that they're having a conversation. I ask you to mute your phone at this time. Caller, I want to thank you for calling in, and do be blessed. And call back again. Remember to tune in every Thursday. And we'll be so grateful to have you to share your thoughts on the upcoming topics as well. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. All right, listeners, getting late in the show, and I know my co-host is always prepared. And I'm asking her at this time, do she have a scripture she wants to share biblically from the Bible about gifts, love, and what it is to be grateful? You have a scripture prepared for us on today's call?
Amen, amen. I would just like to take a moment to share as it speaks to what we're talking about love and realizing, praise God, that when we think of scriptures, and Pastor Mrs. Smith has already shared on it, but when we think of the scriptures, I want to share with you Luke, where it speaks to Luke chapter 2, 10 to 14. It says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for look, I am declaring to you good news of great joy that all the people will have. For today there was born to you in David's city a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this is a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in stripes of clothes and laying in a manger.' Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly armies praising God, praise God, and saying, 'Glory in the height above to God, and on earth peace among men of goodwill.'" And praise God, as this scripture goes today, that helps us to realize that we have a Savior that came, praise God, from the cradle. And I look at that as he came from that cradle. We know, as Evangelist said earlier, to get into depth with this, we'll go from Genesis to Revelation, praise God. We know that he always was. We know that he always is and he always will be. But that was exemplification for us to understand what it meant from the human form for that cradle to the cross. I'm the only one qualified to go and redeem you back. I got to purchase you back from what you've done. And then I'm going to go and back to the right hand of my Father. So he came down here in a human form, experienced everything we could have ever imagined going through. So he knows when we call on him and cry out to him, he know what pain feel like. He know what heartache feel like. He know what disappointment. There's nothing we'll ever go through in this life that he'll be shocked by. He already knows, and our journey is already set. So in everything we do, make Christmas every day. Make Thanksgiving every day. Love yourself. Love somebody. Most important, love Jesus Christ, because that's what he is. He is love. So let Christmas be every day. Love every day. And let Thanksgiving be every day. Be thankful. And all things give thanks. God bless you all out there, listeners. Our amazing guest tonight, special guest, Mrs. Stevens, and our amazing, awesome host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and everybody connected this evening on Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show.
I want to thank our co-host. Before I read a scripture to you, one of the gifts that that would help us every day of our lives, and we should seek and ask God for it. But you can also go to the 1 Corinthians 12 chapter. God gave us so many gifts. He gives us, and you would find those gifts in the chapter, 1 Corinthians 12 chapter. You can read about the gifts that God gives us, and we thank him for all of those gifts. Even if he does not have them, we thank God for giving them to others. as well. And we want to ask our special guest if he has a scripture that he wants to read and print out in reference to our topic on today.
Well, I do. I had marked a couple of things, but I'll just read this. And I'm coming out of 1 Chronicles 16, starting at verse 7. That day that David first appointed Asaph and let his associates give him praise to the Lord in this manner. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. In the hearts of those who seek the Lord, rejoice. The Lord and his strength seek to his face always. And with that, yes, I appreciate everybody that took time. And to our host and co-host, Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. And to all the viewers that are listening, know that there is hope. There isn't always wonderful times, and we can be human and we can have difficult times, but those difficult times are opportunities for us to turn around and glorify God and to share that gift of the experience and draw our strength from that and to move forward in this life in servitude of God and others. Thank you very much for having me here.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank you, special guest, for that scripture, and thank co-host for that awesome scripture she read as well. I'm going to be reading a scripture coming from the book of Acts, the second chapter, and the 38th verse. It says, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost. And he tells us in John that he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there may be also in my Father's house of many mentioned. If it was not so, I would not have told you. And he also said, but I would not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit. That is the gift I'm speaking of here in Acts, the second chapter of Acts, the gift of the Holy Spirit. That gift will remind us and keep us on the path that God has prepared for us to go, and the walk that we are walking with Christ. And Holy Ghost is there, and the Spirit, the gift of that Holy Ghost will remind us that when we, you know, that, look, remember what I told you when I walked with you. And Jesus said that he would send that Holy Spirit to guide us and to remind us, if he would bring all things back to our remembrance. With that being said, another scripture that I love so much, and it's coming from Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 6. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I give, I'll give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You see, Peter said he didn't have silver, he didn't have gold, he didn't have any gift to give to the man at the gate called beautiful. But he said, but what I do have, I will give you. And you see, we have to realize that God give us a gift of healing. Someone may be lying on their bed of affliction. Just go there and touch them and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. There is a gift God has given you. You have a gift, and when you are racking in pain, you can touch your own body and say, pain be moved, removed. Remove the pain from your body. That is a gift. Like Peter said to the man, you know, such as I have, I will give up to you. He touched me and said, now get up and walk. What precious gift he could have gave to that man. What gift? He gave the gift that he was lame, but now you can walk. So listeners out there, remember, go to the book of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and read those gifts that God has implanted on the inside of each and every last in order to stir up the gift that's in you. You have to stir it up. You have to pray. You have to ask God, Lord, show me. Am I one of these that you have given this gift to? Ask God, and he will show you. And don't be afraid to walk out on faith. And through your faith, you find out that, hey, I have a gift that I didn't even know that I have on the inside of you. Because God has given us all a gift. Listen, I want to say to you on today, there's no greater gift than love. There's no greater gift than being grateful and have happiness and joy and peace in your life. When you bring some joy to the world, the Lord has come. That should be an uplifting. When we sing the Christmas carol, Silent Night, Holy Night, you know, all of those songs are not just singing, but elaborate and emphasize on the words that you are singing, the words that's in those songs. And we're really getting late in the show right now, and we want to hear and let our guests give us some encouraging words as the show comes to the end of today, and let him emphasize a little bit more, and then he's gonna hear and let the co-host at this time, Mr. Smith, after he's finished emphasizing and bringing the closure to today's topic, share with the listeners how they can contact you and what you do there in Tampa, and reference to your talk, your morning talk show every morning. Express that to be very brief, because shortly after then our co-host is going to come, and then I'll come back with the ending of and giving you information on how you can contact me, or if you want to be a special guest on the show, I'll give the information to you at that time, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. I am Stephen Smith. I actually live here south of Tampa in Sarasota, Florida, and I do broadcasting every morning during the week time. It's about empowerment. It's about inspiration. It's about connection to nature and the healing through nature. And I have a website. That's going. That's www.lwnlivewithnature. And that's .org. I've also can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stephen Smith SRQ, and that's StephenSmithSRQ. And I'd love for you to be able to be a part of my Sunrise Daybreakers. We welcome in every day during the week with the sunrise, a connection to nature, and a connection to a positive message. Each day has a different theme. We talk about affirmations, we talk about empowerment, we talk about our health and wellness, and we talk about gratitude on Thursdays, thankful Thursdays, and then loving Fridays. So it is about starting your day with a routine and a positivity, and I always start mine by thanking God for a brand new day. Join me if you want to. Come be a part of us. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Set a cold.
Quickly this evening, I'd just like to invite you, you all, including our special guest, Mr. Stephen Smith and Evangelist Chapman, to join us on the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer every Tuesday morning, Thursday morning at 5 a.m. You can dial in by dialing 712-775-7031. Access code 710-569-pound. We'd love for you to join us for our closing and final service of 2019. God bless you. You can also reach me on Facebook, Doris Smith, and by email, Trinity, T-R-I-N-I-T-Y, 03Smith at yahoo.com.
All right. This is, we do want to thank you again for calling in on today. And we did have a lot of calls on Mr. Smith, that did call in, that was listening, tune in to us all today. And I'm yours truly, Ben, with Norma Chapman. You can contact me at Norma_Chapman@yahoo.com. You can also visit my Facebook page, Norma Chapman, or Facing Your Fears Facebook page. Also, What Faith Can Do, in which I'm the author of that book, What Faith Can Do. Also, we want to invite you to come back every Thursday, 4:30, 5:30. Central Standard Time, and also Eastern Time will be 5:30 to 6:30. Remember, listeners, every first Wednesday of every month we will be broadcasting, and thereafter it will be every Thursday. And we do want to wish each and everyone a happy, prosperous, blessed New Year as the 2019 comes to an end. You will not hear our voice until the beginning of the New Year of 2020, if God said the same. we would want to just say that you stay steadfast and not removable, always remaining in the works of God. And also remember each and every one that's sick and afflicted, those in the jailhouse. Don't forget to visit those and make sure that you see that God can give you the wisdom to feed the hungry and clothe the naked and do whatever God has assigned, work that God has assigned to your hand to do. And we do give God the glory and the praises. And listen, it's that time, it's 5:30. So it'll be the end of this show. And happy New Year to my co-host, to Mr. Smith, our special guest on today, and to all of our listeners. I say God bless you. God keep you. Until next Thursday, be blessed. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.